You know. Sometimes you know.
When you know, you know.
Okay, so because the Seder has... Good afternoon, everybody. Regards from the... Yeah, regards from the Rockies. So the... But I hope you enjoyed Washington Heights while I was gone. So the we're going to follow the Seder Adapim, and because on Daf Hamed Aleph, so Masa B'nei Kos actually comes before the Sugya of Lavud. So first we're going to do Chazar Shira on Masa B'nei Kos, and then following, I guess next Wednesday, we'll do the Chazar Shira on Lavud, which comes up afterwards in the Gemara. So let's talk about Masa B'nei Kos. The reason why it comes up on Daf Hamed Aleph is the Gemara has the Shaila whether the Traskol is Lamala Me'asara, or whether the Traskol is Lamata Me'asara. So Tosos already interposes, and Tosos says, what's the Havamina that our Mishnah could have been a case where the Traskol is Lamala Me'asara? If the Traskol is Lamala Me'asara, then the Hanacha is in a Makom Ptur, and should never be Chayiv in any of the cases of the Mishnah. Because either the Akira or the Hanacha is B'Makom Ptur, and how could he be Chayiv for Shabbos? That's Tosos' question. Tosos says, I don't understand Ma Alal Daito Shalom Aksha. I don't understand the Havamina, the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara. So the Rashba quotes the Ika Mirabusa who try to explain the Shaka Vitaria, and they suggest that there are cases where you could be chayiv for Hotzah Lamala Me'asara, based off the Gemara later on Tzadi Beis, based off Masa B'nei Kos, where if you're Motzi Lamala Me'asara, you're going to be chayiv Mishum Masa B'nei Kos. So that's how they want to read the Shaka Vitaria in Daf Hamed Aleph. Yes, the Gemara, the Havamina of the Mishnah is Lamala Me'asara, but there are cases where Lamala Me'asara can be chayiv based off the Gemara on Tzadi Beis of Masa. The Rashba himself doesn't like that suggestion of the Ika Mirabusa. And the Rashba thinks, for whatever reasons we'll discuss in a moment, that Masa B'nei Kos cannot be applied to the Mishnah Daf Beis. Our entire discussion of Masa B'nei Kos now is going to be framed by this question. All the evidence that emerges from the Gemara later on in the Perek is that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only Ola Ad La'asara. Okay, the Rishonim, it's very interesting to see where that din comes from. You know, like the Rishonim bring proofs from the Gemara of Koveres, from the Gemara of Chulia Sabor. But we shouldn't take it as axiomatic that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only Ola Ad La'asara. If Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only Ola Ad La'asara, how could he be chayiv for carrying Lamala Me'asara? That carrying is not taking place on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's the problem when you're dealing with Masa B'nei Kos. So the Rishonim suggest different kinds of answers. I think the answers take two forms. One kind of answer that, and we'll see this is the bulk of the response of the Rishonim, is that while on the surface it looks like Lamala Me'asara is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there are ways of turning Lamala Me'asara into an action of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, so it just looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim ends at 10, but there are halachic ways of bridging Lamala Me'asara to Lamata Me'asara. That's going to be one form of an answer. The other kind of an answer that we're going to see in the Rishonim is that Masa B'nei Kos is really an exception. It's a different kind of Hotzah, and maybe the carrying is not considered to have taken place inside a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim proper, but nonetheless the Torah is mechayev you for this special kind of Hotzah. Okay, so one, that first category is saying we're working within the normal rules of Hotzah. Second category is saying we're dealing with a new category of Masa B'nei Kos that somehow breaks the rules of Lamala Me'asara of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So let's come to the first thing first. The simplest way of getting out of the kasha is to say that even though the action is happening lamala me'asara, the guf, which is doing the action, serves as a conduit to say that even though the object is biyado, halachically, it's kilu, it's munach bein raglav. So there you have an explicit formulation of the Rambar Shner and the Ritva and Erevan and Daf Lamed Gimel, that mashe munach biyado is kilu, it's munach bein raglav. So what looks like an act of Hotzah Lamala Me'asara is really an action of Hotzah Lamata Me'asara. That's a very simple solution to the whole problem. But then you run into a question, when can you apply this category of Lamala Me'asara as a conduit for Lamata Me'asara? When could the guf function as that conveyor belt? So the Rabusa that the Rashba quote, they're willing to say that this could happen even when the people are functioning as Cheftzahs, even when they're standing stationary, right? One standing inside, one standing outside. So halachically, whatever is happening biyado that's nach is also happening begufo that's nach. That's the broadest application of this conduit svara. The Rashba challenges them, and the Rashba says, I agree fundamentally that the guf could work as a conveyor belt, but it could only work as a conveyor belt when the entire guf is involved in the action. If the guf is nach, the guf never took part and this Maisa, so then the only thing that was involved is the Yad. This will be the Rashba's rejection of the Ika Mirabusa.
Does he actually
say this tomorrow? No, this would be one suggestion for the Ika Mirab, for the Rashba's rejection. They hold that the body always functions as a conduit. The Rashba challenges that the body can only function as a conduit when the body is actually involved in the Maisa Hosa, not when it's just the Yad. This may also be the Svara of Tosos Rid, where Tosos says that Afilu Kishehu Omed Lafush, even when the person is standing still, Al Pidin, since the Guf is Nayid, so the entire Guf is involved in the Maisa Hutzah. Meaning, maybe Tosos Rid fundamentally accepts the Svara of the Rashba, that if the body is stationary, then it can't be considered a conduit for the Yad, because it's not involved in the Hutzah. Except that Tosfos Rid holds Al-Pidin, the Guf is always involved in the Maisa. Because the Guf Al-Pidin is Nayid. It's never fully Munach. That'd be an extreme read of Tosfos Rid, acknowledging the rejection of the Rashba, but maintaining the position of the Rabusa. Because you actually are stationary. Halachically, you're Nayid. They're wrong. No Kasha? That'll be another read of Tosas Rid. There is, you could read Tosas Rid as saying Tosas is Hilu Nachal Gabe Rishas Arabim. Why is it Nachal Gabe Rishas Arabim? Because it went through your hand Bein Raglav. Okay, in Shir, our initial suggestion was to say Tosas Rid is like the Ritva in Erbin. Munach Bekarka Rishas Arabim.
So you're reading the latter half of
Tosas
Rid as the
Nachal. Well, right, the latter half would be an explanation. Wow, even given the Rashba's parry, why could still accept the position of the Rabusa? I think it's a very nice read of Tosas Rid. If this is indeed the case, then you could also explain a lot of the tension you find in the Rishonim, why you'd be mechalek between Yad and Katef. As some of the Rishonim will see, the Rashi suggests a distinction, although he ultimately accepts that you could have Masa B'nei Kas B'Yad also. The Ritva and Daf Tzadi Beis seems to say that when the object is Al Gufo, you don't even need Masa B'nei Kas, it's so pashut that it's considered Biraglov. The Ran on Tzadi Beis also seems to suggest that maybe Masa B'nei Kas is actually limited to Katef L'maskana. It's only when it's on your guf. I think we mentioned this also as a position of the Pnei Yeshua. Right? Pnei Yeshua only says when it's B'Katef. I didn't find that. I looked in Daf Vav.
For a different reason.
What does he say?
He thinks that the Ma'am Yud is a Ma'am of Hishnam Shasarani in certain cases.
With respect to Katef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also but
right, Maser Okeach in the Rambam, I'm about to say that. Maser Okeach thinks that the Rambam says that when this is considered, that Maser B'nei Kas B'Katef is Dafka B'Katef only. So what's the Svara to Mechalek between Yad and Katef, whether it's the Havmin of the Ritva and Rashi, or whether it's the Maskana of the Ran and the Rambam of Fiyam HaKevas HaMishnah? So you might say that Yad doesn't easily transfer to the Guf. Kind of like what the Meiri said. Even if you hold Shadi Nofa Basar Gufo, even if you say Shadi Nofa Basar Ikro, you're not going to say Shadi Yadul Basar Gufo. You only could say that the body functions as a conduit for things that are actually on the body. So B'Katef, that's considered Munach Bein Raglav. So that's Munach B'Yad, then you need a double transfer. You need Yad to Guf, and then Guf to the Karka.
Where's the
Ritva? Ritva's on Tzadi Beis. So this works in very nicely with this idea that we're using the body as a conduit, and once it's B'Yad, then you can't say it's a direct conduit to the Karka, or at least in the Havamin, according to Rashi and the Ritva.
Especially say for the Rambam, why do we need a svara? He quotes a pasuk. To him, it sounds like the Gzeirat HaKetuv. Why do we need a svara to be mechalek?
Okay, we'll talk about the Rambam Shita. Why it's Gzeirat HaKasuv? Right. I'm saying if you want to take the Rambam Shita and not say that the Rambam has a radically new approach to Masav Nikas, you might say that the Gzeirat HaKasuv is to tell you this conduit svara even. Okay, that's all one approach to Masav Nikas. Okay, guys, let me just go back for a second. I just wanted to say that the following, that category which I just mentioned, and the next two categories just fall under this broader heading of lamala kilamata. I mean that whatever the halachic mechanism is, the way we get out of the kasha of lamala me'asar is by saying that lamala somehow bridges with lamata. Okay, and you just have two general formulations that you toast on kuf beza med aleph. Tosa says, according to one day, that lamala is kilamata, but he doesn't explain why. It's a very broad formulation. And then you also have Tosus on Daf Vav Mid Aleph, where Tosus has a cryptic explanation that Tachtav is B'makom Chiv. Okay? Tosus doesn't explain the mechanism. Both of those Tosus in. They just say that Tachtav is significant and Lamala is Kilamata. That's a broad category that I'm dealing with. The first specific position is the Rambar Shner, that what's considered Begufa or Beyado is considered Munach Bein Raglav. Okay, that's one. So the second approach in Masa B'nei Kos is to say, not that the body functions as a conduit, but that the body is actually batel to the Rishus HaRabim. So once the guf is batel to the Rishus HaRabim, so it actually functions as part of that Rishus HaRabim. So now, instead of saying that you view the chefet as being nach l'mata me'asara, the point here is that your body is like an amud tisha b'Rishus HaRabim almost, and it takes on the din of a Rishus HaRabim. Yeah, this is blurring the lines between Rishus HaRabim and Lamala Me'asara. But here, instead of saying that the Chevet is Ki'ilu, it's Nach Lamata, we're saying that the Rishus HaRabim is actually part of the Gufa Adam becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, it's like you have a bump inside the Rishus HaRabim itself. So there you have the formulation of the Rashba B'Shem HaRaivin on Daf Heim Beis, that Ein Adam Cholek Rishus La'atzmo, because he's Nov Inad, and therefore he's Batel to the Rishus Shehu Omid Sham. So therefore, this Gavra is now batel to the Rishus HaRabim where he's standing. Tosus Rid may say it sharper, if you want to take a different read of Tosus Rid than I gave you earlier. Tosus Rid on Kuf Beis says, Kol Makom She'omid HaAdam Batel Le'oso Rishus. And then he follows up, and this is not in the Ravid, this is a stronger formulation. Kol Gufo Shel Ani K'Rishus HaRabim Damya. The entire guf of the Ani is actually like a Rishus HaRabim. Then he follows up and he says, Ki'ilu Nachal Gabe Karka. So why is it Nachal Gabi Karka? Not because of the conduit Svara, but because the Guf Ha'ani becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. So his Guf has the status of Karka the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, so that would be the explanation for Tosus Rid. And then Tosus Rid says that's the Svara for Hanachas Gufo Kanachas Chefetz Dami. Normally we assume that means that a Maisa Hanacha of the Guf is a sufficient Maisa Hanacha for the Chefetz. Tosus Rid would say no. Since the body is considered noch in the Rishus HaRabim, so the body is batel to the Rishus HaRabim and it's ki'ilu karka to Rishus HaRabim, memela, the chefetz that's noch on that guf is considered noch Rishus HaRabim. So it's hanochas gufo, becomes Rishus HaRabim, kanochas chefetz tami. I think that's the explanation for Tosus Rid. Yeah.
Tosus Rid and the Rashba are only addressing the question of why isn't he Rishus HaYachid or why isn't he karma?
Wrong. Tosus Rid explains why you're chayv l'mala me'asara. Tosus Rid explains Masa B'nei Kos based on the Svara.
At least
the Rashba doesn't invoke Masa B'nei Kos, but for a different reason. Tosus Rid explains why Masa B'nei Kos in a stationary case is going to be Chayev. Okay. So now there's a third way within this general category of Lamata Kilamala, blurring the boundary. But we're not saying that we're not pushing the Chefetz downward onto the Karka. We're not raising the Rishus HaRabim by saying that the Gavra now becomes Karka de Rishus HaRabim. But this seems to be a bigger Chiddush in terms of the Hagdara of Rishuyos. And maybe we'll just assume that a Rishus HaRabim really is Ola Lamala Me'asara. Lamala Me'asara doesn't always function as a Makom Ptur. Lamala Me'asara is considered Avir Rishus HaRabim. How do you explain all the Gemaras that assume that Lamala Me'asara is a Makom Ptur? So you could explain this based off Tosas on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, where Tosas said that the achila, the thing that the person's eating inside the Rishus HaRabim, so the Gemara had a suggestion that you'd be chayev for achila. Tosas says, how could you be chayev for achila? Isn't piv lamala me'asara? So the hanacha is lamala me'asara and you should be pater. So Tosas answers, the only time lamala me'asara will be defined as a makom p'tur is if you have a davar kavua inside the makom p'tur. So if you have a traskel kavua lamala me'asara, so there the avir arabim is not sholeit on a davar kavua. But a davar arai, like a piv shel adam that's moving through a rishus arabim lamala me'asara, that's batel to the rishus arabim. So it seems like Tosus is saying that al pi din, even lamala me'asara is considered avir rishus arabim for everything that's arai. The only chiddush of lamala me'asara is that a davar ha-kavua doesn't lose its identity to the rishus arabim. Okay, so that's a third way of solving this problem of Masa B'nei Kos for Here we're just saying that we're denying what we assumed initially.
But the Traskel will not be...
Traskel is Kavua.
It's a basket.
It's...
I can walk away with it.
Okay, but it's like a chashava entity.
But my body is not.
The Hasam have a tve, we done with the Traskel. No, your body is not vinod, al pidin.
No, the entire point is that a Traskel in Karmos Pekalim Jiga is that it's not Kavua.
Points out that the
right, that's what you mentioned yesterday in Shir.
Right, so you disagree with it.
Tosos.
I mean, Tosos also agrees.
This is Tosos' distinction.
Tosos also agrees with Inkarmos Bekalim.
Okay, why is that a problem?
Just
has to reach I'll read his Lashon. V'afal gav depiv l'mala me'asara v'ena rochev dalid, batel hu agav versus arabim. So something that's l'mala me'asara here is batel agav versus arabim. You're communicating Chazarish here to the Hatzalah headquarters?
Yeah, they're very interested.
Alright. So even though the piv is Lamala Me'asara, it's Batel to the Rosh Hashanah. How can it be Batel to the Rosh Hashanah if the Rosh Hashanah ends at Asara? So Tosos Kufbeza Med Aleph. The Tira Masla Votsu. The Lo Dami Labuchyar Biriya. The Amar Beresh Pirkin Vimokom Ptur Ka'azil. The Hasam Mokom Kvius Havetve. The Dami Litrasko the Amar Perakama. The lamatim yud have a rosh hasarabim. The hacha afil lamalim yud batel agav rosh hasarabim. Maybe I read that wrong. Maybe Tosis means that a traskel would always also be considered batel like a davar arai. Yes, that's what Tosis means. The hasam makam kviyas have a tvei, kama, v'dami letraskel. Maybe piv is doma to a traskel, which lamatim yud would be considered rosh hasarabim. The hacha, but a piv is even less kavua. That even lamala me'asar it'll be batel agav versus arabim. Either way, Tosis is assuming that a piv is less kavua than a traskel. A traskel will be batel to a rishus arabim below asara. Piv, which is less kavua, will be batel to a rishus arabim even lamala me'asar. Okay, but the assumption that the Rosh Hashanah extends the Ma'ala Me'asara is indubitable in Tosos. Okay, so that's our third Shita. Yeah.
So the Ma'ala Miyud is a Rosh Hashanah Shigei Shlav Ptur, essentially.
If you have a Davar Kavua, that's Cholik Rosh Hashanah
Atzmo. But if it's a Davar Kavua, then being Cholik Rosh Hashanah Atzmo, why does that enact the Ptur? Meaning either the space above Yud is Rosh Hasharabim Le'inim Kiyuv, or it's Le'inim Ptur?
Well, for example, a Kli inside of Rosh Hasharabim is Cholik Rosh Hashanah Atzmo. Well, not a Kli, let's say. A Kli is 2 Arai. But you have something that takes up room inside of Rosh Hasharabim, it's a Karmelis or a Malkam Ptur. Right? So we're saying that Lamala Me'asara is by default a Rosh Hasharabim, unless you have something which could be Cholik Rosh Hashanah Atzmo.
Right. In which case, it's Cholik Rosh Hashanah Atzmo Le'iyot Malkam Ptur, or, meaning above Rosh Hasharabim, if you had to put a sticker on it, what is it?
Avi Rosh Hasharabim. Such, and that means that something inside Avi Rosh Hasharabim could be Cholik Makom La'atzmo.
Why is there a distinction between Lamal and Lamata if it's all Avi Rosh Hasharabim?
The difference is how Kavua something has to be to ruin the Shem Rosh Hasharabim.
If it ruins the Shem Rosh Hasharabim, why does that make it a Makom Ptur?
What?
I mean, just because I'm Kavua, why does that mean that I'm now a Makom Ptur?
It's just what you want it to be.
Karmelis.
Well, a Karmelis is only something that has some degree of Bikiyas Arabim.
Or not. Or
you have to see Ayin Shum in my conversation yesterday with Daron, where he was Choser and clapped Al Chait from his reading of the Ritva and
Dafgena. I was not.
Notice he was motivated that he clapped Al Chait. I think that's the answer. You need some sort of Bikiyas Rabim for Karmelis. L'mala Me'asar, you don't have Bikiyas Rabim, so all you'll get is a Malkum Ptur. You could have a Rosh Hashanah Yachid L'mala Me'asar and Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
Fine. Then why do you just assume it'll default to a Malkum Ptur?
What else should it be?
Rosh Yachid.
If you have Mechitzos, Gizun Tehei. And a Chanami.
Maybe not.
Well, you can't have Rosh Hashanah Yachid without Mechitzos. Einstein, look at Tosan Kut Bezim Ralph. It's clear that's what he's getting at. But now we have a second kind of a different kind of an interpretation of Masa B'nei Kos. Perhaps the best way to characterize it is that you're dealing with a new Mechayiv of Hotza. And the Gzeres HaKosev is from Ma'aseh B'nei Kos. And the Mechayev, let's say, instead of carrying, is a Mechayev of transporting, if you want to use that terminology. Kind of like what we said for Moshe. The Mechayev of Moshe is progress through Rosh HaSarabim, not just carrying. So maybe the Mechayev of Ma'aseh B'nei Kos is transporting things. So here you would say that, say for example, the Rashba and Daf Hamed Aleph, and this is a different interpretation of the Rashba and Daf Hamed Aleph, that the Rashba's rejection of Rabosav is that you can't, by definition, have Ma'aseh B'nei Kos when you're stationary. Why not? Because even if you could have some sort of carrying through stationary movement of the Yad, you can never view something as transportation through stationary movement of the Yad. Transportation necessitates that there's some sort of Halichas Agavra. So that's why the Rashba says the only time you can invoke the din of Ma'aseh B'nei Kos and Mechayev L'mala Me'asara, this new Mechayev, is if you meet the conditions of transportation. So you could only invoke it through Akira Skufa V'Hanacha Skufa. You need some motion of the actual goof. You might also say, again, this is if you want to reject our earlier interpretation of Tosis Rid, that this is what Tosis Rid accomplishes by Yodo, by Gufo Nayid. Tosis Rid again is solving the Rashba's Kasha on the Rabusa. The Ikamir Rabusa said you could have Ma'aseh B'nei Kos while you're stationary. The Rashba says you can't have Ma'aseh B'nei Kos, can't have transportation when you're stationary. Tosis Rid says there, you could have it. Why? Because Al Pi Din, Gufo Shel Adam is Navinad. That's why it's Eino Cholek Rishus La'atzmo. But since Al Pi Din is Navinad, Mimela, you could talk about transportation even when you're standing in one place. That would be a very clever halachic solution to having transportation while you're not moving. This might explain also, and this would be another nafkamina to viewing it as transportation, the shita of the Rambam, if you take the Markeves HaMishnah, and maybe the Ran, that you, by definition, Ma'aseh B'nei Kos can't be biyad, it has to be bekatef. It has to be some a burden that you're shouldering. What? Masrokech, not the Markeves HaMishnah? Masrokech, that it's only through Ma'aseh bekatef. Because by definition, transportation means you're shouldering some sort of thing that you're moving around. If you're just carrying something in your hands, that's not considered transportation. And the paradigm for this is what you find in the Mishkan. Well, Tosis Rid might agree that you could have Ma'aseh B'nei Kos while you're stationary, like Rabusa, Shel, Rashba, but only because Al Pi Din you're moving. Person is considered Nayid. So for the same reason that he's not Cholek Rishus La'atzmo, he's always considered to be in motion. And there's no such thing as a stationary person. Al Pi Din. So we also medayik, and the Rambam, this idea would work out very nicely, because Rambam, you're right, says, Rambam explicitly says that this is considered an avoda. It's considered some sort of labor, which works out nicely with saying that it's transportation dafka bekatef. And the Rambam doesn't place this halacha where he places the dinim of lavud, of how close, how much proximity you have to have to the karka. So maybe the Rambam thinks it's a separate halacha of a different surah of Ma'isa Hotza, where you have a separate mechayev of transportation, not a mechayev of carrying. So once again, this assumes that we're not trying to cleverly bridge the gap between the Ma'ala Me'asara and the Ma'ata Me'asara. We're abandoning that endeavor, and we're saying that we have a separate mechayev.
You wouldn't call regular Hotza an avoda? You wouldn't call regular Hotza an avoda?
Perhaps not. Perhaps not. Big Rogeres. I don't know.
I think he does in the Kirshnash to the beginning. But the whole Kiddush was that he specifically goes out of his way to say that Ma'aseh B'nei Kos also is an avoda.
Like he uses the lashon of avoda, or just has the Gzeres HaKosev to tell you that you're chayav for it? Ma'aseh uses the lashon of avoda for regular Hotzah? Not sure. I thought we were pointing out that just like the Rambam has a special Gzeres HaKosev to tell you that Hotzah is Chayav B'Shabbos, Rambam also has a Gzeres HaKosev to tell you that you have this Mechayev of Ma'aseh B'nei Kos.
I mean,
just like Hotzah is a separate Mechayev from Hilchos Shabbos in general, you also have Ma'aseh B'nei Kos as like a new category.
I think either way the point stands, regardless of whether he uses the term or not. Sorry.
So what was the utility of your question?
What? No, just an informational correction.
L'Rav Chadishmaitla. Very good.
I didn't ask a question. I made a comment.
Got it. Good. So now we move to a secondary question. When we talk about Ma'aseh B'nei Kos, so how far does Ma'aseh B'nei Kos go? Are we willing to say that Masa B'nei Kos would also apply to the actual Akira and the Hanacha? It would mean that you could be chayav for the Akira and the Hanacha L'mala Me'asara. Or does it only refer to the actual carrying? But the Akira and the Hanacha have to be L'mata Me'asara. Now I'll just point out that that question could very well tie in to the broader question of what the Mechayiv of Masa B'nei Kos is. If the point is that it's L'mala Kilamata, then it's very easy to say that Lamala Kilamata could work for Akira and Hanacha as well. Whatever trick you use for the carrying, you could use for the Maisa Akira of Hanacha. If you're dealing with a new Mechayiv of Chutzah, then it might be more intuitive to talk about distinguishing between the lifting up of the Chefetz off the ground, that has to be Lamata Me'asar, because that's most cases of transportation, and the actual carrying, which is going to happen Lamala Me'asar. So in terms of positions, we have the Rabosa of, again, the Rabusa, Shela, Rashba, where they clearly maintain that the Akira and the Hanacha could happen Lamala Me'asara, because that's how they wanted to read the Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Rashba is Cholik, and the Rashba holds that you need Akira and the Hanacha to be Lamata Miyud. Okay, whatever you have for Masa B'nei Kos only helps you for the interim. The first two people? The Rabusa Shel Rashba, the Ikame Rabusa.
Doesn't the
Rashba
say that if you stop walking, even if
it's about 10, one way we explain that in Shir is that that's considered Hanachas Raglav, which are considered Lamata Miyut.
But can you just say that part of Rashba?
Yeah. If you want to say, that was the read we gave earlier, if you want to say that the Rashba means you're dealing with a separate Mechayiv of walking, then it could be he's doing away. We don't know. The Rashba doesn't really take a stand on it. What we do know is that the Rashba is not comfortable with the Rabusa, who say you could have it L'mala Me'asara. The Shail is, when he says Akira Skufo, is that a way of doing away? Does that do away with L'mala? Or does that mean that Hanachas Raglev are Birshus Arabim? I think he has the Lashon of Karka Birshus Arabim.
That could be a formulation.
What?
That could be a formulation.
Yeah, but why is he talking about on the ground? According to you. That we don't know 100%. I think the general thrust definitely of the last line is to say that you need Akira v'Hanacha L'mata Migimel. Tosos in Erevin and Daf Lamed Gimel Med Aleph brings a raya from the Gemara, so he also thinks that you need Akira and the Hanacha to happen L'mata Miyasara, and he brings a raya from our Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Tes. The Gemara says that Amavir Chefetz Mitchilas Arba L'Sof Arba Birshus Arabim Alfal Pisha Hivir Derech Alav Chayiv. So the Gemara seems to say, even though you're carrying Lamala Me'asar, you're Chayiv. So the Gemara says, why is that different than the case of the Iskuva? So the Gemara says, oh, because over here, Hasam Lo Nach, Hacha Nach. Meaning Hacha, the way Rashi and Tosa are reading it, is that Hacha Lo Nach, here, the Chifetz was not Nach Lamala Me'asara, the Chifetz was Nach Lamata Me'asara. So the reason why you're Chayiv for Hivir Derech Alav is because the actual Hanacha happened below 10. Okay, so Tosfos has a raya from this Gemara Daftas. How would you do away with the raya? So one way of doing away with the raya is to say that the Gemara Daftas is not discussing Hevir Lamala Me'asara. The Gemara in Tesamet Aleph can be read like Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos on the bottom of Chesam Beis, where they say that Hevir Delaf Aleph means you're walking Dalet Amos Birshus Arabim, and then when you get to the last Amma, you pass the object in front of your guf. Okay, you like take the Chefetz from here, you pass it in front of your body, and then you move it to the outside Dalet Amos. So Tos says, you would have thought the Havamina is at the moment you pass the Chefetz across your body, that's considered a Hanacha. So the Gemara never was talking about L'mala Me'asara. So that's one way of rejecting Tos' Raya from Tos' Raya in Erevin. The other way is the Rush. The Rush in Erevin reads the Gemara in Shabbos and Daftes like Rashi, that it's about carrying L'mala Me'asara. However, he disproves it, or it's not a proof for Tosos, because What the Gemara simply means is that Hacha Nach is referring to the Lamala Me'asara case. Meaning in the case of Heviru Derech Alav, the Chepetz is considered to have been Nach Biraglav. Masha Enkein in the case of the Iskupa, I think I'm reading this right. Masha Enkein in the case of the Iskupa, where we don't view the Chepetz as being Nach Bein Raglav. What?
It's constantly enough as you're walking in Darachalov?
No, or if you stop walking, because the Chepet is considered to be Nach Biraglov Bekarka.
Once you stop.
Yeah. Pashtas.
And how is it parallel to the case of. What was the question originally?
Question is in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Or the Tosis Raya?
The question is the Gemara.
Gemara wants to know why is this different from Mavir, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid through an Iskupa?
Right, so Pashtas, if Darachalov means. And the issue
is like, well, so here you have a case when you have a makom tour in between the Akir and the Arach. So how does the Rosh explain the answer to the Gemara to that question? So I think his point is that the reason why you're chayiv for Dalet Amos per Shisarabim is because, I guess the activity was done through walking. So then you view the chayvetz as being Nach Biraglav.
As you're walking or at the end?
At the end, whatever. So you then, stop.
But you went to your makom tour in between.
Well, you Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. We don't care though, that's the Malam Asara, because the Maisa is Biraglav. Masha Ein Kein in a case where you're just passing from an Iskupa from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, I guess where the Maisa is done Biyad, so then you don't view the Chefetz as being Nach inside the.
Maybe the Rosh will explain that. Gemara is answering a finish in Dalet Amos versus Arabim, that all you need in Dalet Amos is for Akir at the beginning and Anach at the end, and it doesn't matter if it passes.
No, the reason why there's no problem in the middle is because it's Masa B'nai Kos. Anybody have the Rosh in, Tos the Rosh in Erevin, Lama Gimel? Tos the Rosh in Erevin, Lama Gimel. What does he say? Toes the Rush. Hold on, I get more. I think I'll just read the Gemara. Hasam lo nach. For Rava, it's lo nach. Why? Because it wasn't nach inside the Makom Patur. It's only nach bein raglav, which will be machayiv you.
Okay, that just means it's not nach in between.
Right, but the point is that it's not nach bein Makom HaPatur, because the Makom HaNacha is biraglav, which is Makom Chiyuv.
At the end.
I think I had the last one in the.
Yeah.
The
right, at the end, when he stops. Why not? Yeah, let's hear the Lashon. But
Kolmar ha'adam ha'omir al ha'slufa raglav nachos
al ha'asufa, lo ka'achishamivya, sefis negra al-asufa, havel kenach al-asufa, mako sharag labondos, havava drava lo na'acha adam al-makom tor. Pisha vira sefis, darach makom tor, lovi kumuna makom tor.
Right. Meaning, in the case of Rava, where you're walking through Rosh Hashanah, since the chefet is lamala me'asar and a makom p'tur, right? It's lo nach bein raglav.
It's lo nach. It's lo nach in the makom p'tur because we see it as traveling in Rosh Hashanah.
Where it's no, it's not nach in the makom p'tur at all. Let's say, because raglav are b'makom chiyuv. So the only time you could say the chefetz is nach b'makom raglav is when the chefetz and the raglaim are in the same area.
Well, not in the iskupa case.
Yeah, in the iskupa case, he's standing on the iskupa. So since he's standing in the same rishus that the chefetz is now in, so it's considered munach b'en raglav. But when you're carrying l'makom, it's kind of like the ramban and espalig rishusa. When you're carrying lamala me'asara and your feet are lamata me'asara, so you can't say it's nach b'makom raglav.
But it's still is.
When he says va'af pisha v'yerakevet darach makom tor lo v'ikmuna b'makom tor pisha chetet nikra ach b'makom shrat v'yanda hadin ondos. It sounds like in the Dal Ramos it is nikra versus shesarab and not makom tor.
Okay. But it's not
munach. That's not munach, right.
That could just be because...
That's the hasam lo nach. Or you'd say because the gavra didn't stop at all.
Right. Because there's another difference between that case and the iskupa case.
Stationary versus moving. Maybe that's the distinction. Either way, you want read it one more time, just that last lashon.
He says about the rabba lo naf adam al makom tor. Sounds like he's reading lo naf as lo naf al makom tor, like parentheses al makom tor. He explains that.
Yeah, but why is that? Is that because he's walking, or is that because his feet are makom chiyuv?
His feet are makom chiyuv. He says v'afu pishav yiratevet.
So he's not distinguishing between walking and standing.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
But
still not
munach there because he's walking. He just considers to be
traveling. I don't know. I'll have to think about it more. But it could be one of those two possibilities. Either way, that's another way of shooting down the raya from Daf Tesamid Aleph without saying that the Gemara, without reading the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos. Okay, let's just go on a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll...
Okay. Just the easiest way out is to use Tosos Vid. It just says you use the Gemara the most literal way possible. He says in the Askufa case, they actually put it down in the Askufa and picked it up.
Actually, he rereads the Gemara on Chesam Beis.
Which is the most literal. Literally,
there actually was no.
And the other one, they didn't physically put it down in the Askufa.
And that's still considered Yachlif? Interesting. Actually, Yachlif, even if it has a full Hanacha inside the Mokom Tor. Good. Tosos has a whole new read of the Sugya of Masa B'nei Kas. And Tosos says the Chiddush is not just that you could be Chayiv for carrying lamala me'asara, but that the Gemara is really dealing with a new mechayiv based off the Gemara inside Zayin and Aleph of hotza or havara mirshus hayachid lirshus hayachid derech rishus harabim. So this just works in very nicely, potentially, with the idea that masa b'nei kas is a new category of hotza. It's not just a clever way of bridging lamata me'asara with lamala me'asara. Masa b'nei kas is a new category, and that's why it can be mechayiv you for something that the regular dinim of hotza shouldn't have been mechayiv you for. The other Rishonim read the Gemara on Sadi Zayin differently. The Bach already points out that the reason why you might be chayv on Sadi Zayin for Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid derech Rosh Hashanah is not because we're dealing with a mechayv of Masa B'nei Kas, but because the Gemara is assuming Mahalech, the Gemara is assuming Akiras and Hanachas Kufos Kanachas Chefetz, and you make an ukimt in the Gemara that you actually stopped inside the Rosh Hashanah in between. So since you... What? The Bach. The Hagos Bach on the side of the Gemara. Upligi ba'hanachas kufo. Ika hanachas chefetz dami. Presumably assuming that there actually was a hanachas agavra inside the Rosh Hashanah inside. Right, that would deny any chiddush of masa b'nei kas from the Gemara inside Zayin Amidal. You're just dealing with the Gemara in Daf Gimel of hanachas kufo hanachas chefetz. The Ramban and the Rashba solve the Gemara inside Zayin differently, and they say that Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara who talks about this chiyuv is really holding like Ben Azai, a mahalech kome dami. So even though you didn't stop inside the Rosh Hashanah, al pi din, there's considered a hanacha. So the mechayiv is not mishum ma'asa b'nei kas. The mechayiv is because of ben azai of Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashanah, and then from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashayachid. if you take this Ramban and Rashba read of the Gemara in Sadi Zayin, by the way, so that reinforces the Gemara in Ksuvis' read of Ben Azai against the Gemara in Daf Hei. And because it means that Ben Azai is not just a din p'tur for chilaf reshuyos derech makom p'tur, it would mean that Ben Azai, Mahalak Omei Dami, is also a mechayiv for Rosh Hashayachim to Rosh Hashayachim, and then from Rosh Hashayachim to Rosh Hashayachim. Right, so it's not just a din in direct or indirect chilaf reshuyos. But in any event, Tosis on Daf Beis and Tosis in Erevin on Daf Lamed Gimel, so they think we're dealing with a separate mechayiv of Masa Ben Ikas, where they took the Kalim from the Mishkan, which was a Rosh Hashayachid. Then they moved outside the Mishkan to Rosh Hashayachid. And then they put it back inside the new Mishkan, wherever they built it, which is a new Rosh Hashayachid. That's Tosis Svara Masa Ben Ikas. We pointed out that Tosis here may be Lashitasam, that they're simply reviving their Havamina of what Hotzah should be. Since Hotzah's Malacha Gruach is Mali Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, Mali Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, so this is Tosos' way of saying that you have a Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hashayachid Hotzah. Al Tanai, that you have a significant Chilaf Rishuyos in between. So if you have the Chilaf Rishuyos, then you could have a Hotzah from Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hashayachid.
Just point out that's the Pashtut of the Gemara and Mentetam and Fed. Is that there is such an idea of Shutayachid, just you need a Shutayachid in between. It's basically what
Al Tanai that you have.
Basically, the explicit.
Does the Gemara say you have no Hanacha in the Rosh Hashayachid?
It doesn't mention Hanacha. Rashi just throws in a Hanacha.
So you, Lishitascha, reading Tosas Ridge, should throw it into the Gemara and Mentetam and Fed also, right?
No. It doesn't throw it in. It says Hatam Lona Hachanach means that.
Right.
Means we're saying.
It's projecting it back into the Gemara on Memtes.
No,
and the Gemara on Daf Ches.
No, he's not projecting it back.
And the Gemara's making a Kimta. The Gemara's making a Kimta.
Yeah,
for Daf Ches and Beis.
No, but anyway, Memtet actually, it's harder. It's much harder to read if you disagree with those folks. Because they give the example of the Agala, and one of them is Shutayachid,
I didn't say it's Moshe or something? I thought they were showing to read that as Moshe.
Could be Moshe. Not, definitely Rashi doesn't read it as Moshe, necessarily. Derech Shudarabim, Davir. Right. So. I don't know. You could be as Moshe, you could not. I don't think you have to by anything to do as Moshe.
I thought the Rishonim learned this as a case of Moshe. Didn't we make a big deal about this when we discussed Moshe, that the Gemara Dafka gives this as the example?
Not sure. Doesn't seem to be.
Isn't that the paradigm of... Aren't Agalos the paradigms of Moshe? No?
Also, but the previous two are not Moshe. People redo it to Pashim.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, so we'll look at that also.
Yes.
Good. Now you have a machlokas between the Balei Tosos as to what the mechayiv of this Masa B'nei Kos is. From Tosin Erevin on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, it sounds like the real mechayiv here is Dalet Amos Birshus Harabim. The chiddush is that you could have Dalet Amos Birshus Harabim without an Akira and a Hanacha inside of Birshus Harabim. This might work nicely with what we suggested in the beginning of the year, that Dalet Amos Birshus Harabim really is a separate mechayiv of traveling through a Birshus Harabim. Right, it's a mechayiv of traveling. So you might say that over here, this din of Masa B'nei Kos is the parallel mechayiv of transporting chafatzim. So you're transporting chafatzim Birshus Harabim. Part of transportation is you're taking it from its initial resting place, from the first Birshus Hayachid, and you're moving it to the new one. So that might be what Tosis has in mind when he says it's real mechayiv here is Dalet Amos Birshus Harabim. Tosis on Lamed Gimel in Erevin explains this case of Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph as a case of Birshus Harabim of Dalet Amos Be'emtza, which is not clear at all from the Gemara. What?
You explained it otherwise in Shir.
What?
We didn't explain it that way in Shir.
How do we explain it?
Explain that the Dalet Amos there like a Shir.
No, that's our other explanation. That's the other way we explain Tosis on Lamed Gimel Aleph. Tosos, which I'll explain in a second, Tosos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Shabbos, and Tosos Rosh and Erevin Lamed Gimel, both of them drop the requirement of Dalet Amos Birshus Harabim, meaning they see the Mechayiv as Chilaf Rishuyos, Al Tanai, that you have a significant Rishus Harabim Be'emtza, Al Tanai, that you have a Chilaf Rishus Harabim. So once, that's Tosos on Daf Beis here, and Tosos Rosh and Erevin Lamed Gimel. So once you say that, we suggested in Shir, that maybe there's no machlokas in Tosos. Maybe Tosos just holds that Dalet Amos is a shir in a significant Rosh Hashanah. So it's true the real mechayiv is Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid derech Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah shal kol shehu, except that in order to, the minimum shir of a Rosh Hashanah kol shehu is Dalet Amos. So Mechayiv is not Dalet Amos per Shisa Rabin. Mechayiv is Chiluf Rishios. A Tanai in having a significant Chiluf is Dalet Amos, is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of Dalet Amos. If you take the first view, the first interpretation of Tosas and Erevin, that you're really dealing with Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then Tosas and Erevin is similar to the Shita of the Ravid quoted in the Meiri on Daf Mem Beis in Sukkah, that for Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even just not a new Chiddush of Maaseh B'nei Kos, but the din of Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim itself doesn't need Akira and Hanacha inside the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's how the Ravid wanted to explain the Gemara's chashash that you're gonna take the shofar from one Rosh Hashanah Yachid and bring it to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid derech Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the Ravid was mechadish that you don't need an Akira and Hanacha inside the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chidushim explains Tosin Ervin like this Ravid quoted in the Meiri, that really you're dealing with just a new form of Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not a mechayev of chilaf rishios. A parallel discussion that comes up in the Rishonim and the Poskim here is what about Zorek Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Yachid Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? The Gemara here only talks about Mavir, where you're actually bringing the Chefetz. So the most Rishonim assume that you're going to be Pater for Zorek. There's no Chiv of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. You have a Din of Masa B'nei Kos, but that's not going to translate into a Chiv of Zrika. That's Mefurish in Tosas and Tosas Rosh on, I think, Daf Dalim and Beis, or Daf Heim and Beis. Tosas Rosh says explicitly. The Meiri on Daf, I don't have a Dafner, but the Meiri actually later on in Perek HaZorek. What? Okay, it's page 365 on Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Meiri actually holds the Maskana that you're going to be Chayer for Zrika versus Hayachid to versus Hayachid versus Harabim Bamza. Yes, as long as you have Dalet Amos versus Harabim. He doesn't talk about a culture, but he says that if you have Dalet Amos Rishus Rabbim, you're going to be Chayiv for Zrika Rishus Yachid Rishus Yachid Derech Rishus Rabbim. So we just noted that the Maskana of the Meiri and the Havamina of... Okay, no. Sorry, not the Maskana of the Meiri, but the Havamina of Tosas Rosh, that you should be Chayiv, Tosas Rosh is the Havamina, you should be Chayiv for Zrika even Lamala Me'asara Rishus Yachid Rishus Yachid Derech Rishus Rabbim. And you don't have to hold Yalfin and Zorek Mimoshit. You should have just said Yalfin and Zorek Mimavir. You should have Yalfin and Zorek Mimasa B'nei Kos. So we just noted that Havamina of the Rush certainly cannot assume that Masa B'nei Kos is a connection between Lamala Me'asara and Lamata Me'asara. Because L'chora, that connection would only exist if you have a person who's standing Lamata Me'asara and he's carrying the object Lamala Me'asara. Then you could say you have a conduit. But if you want to extend Masa B'nei Kos to Zorek, then clearly you can't hold that there's something functioning as a conduit between the Mata Me'asara and the Mala Me'asara. I'd only note that in light of Tosa and Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, that Rish Avir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Alpi Din has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's only a Davar HaKavua that ruins that status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you might say that Zorek L'Mala Me'asara is not a davar kavua, it's flying through the airspace. That's also considered to be avir rishus rabim, and you should be chayev. So if you take that position of Tosan Dafka Fez, then...
Maybe that you can only be buttled if you have something in the actual avir rishus.
What?
Maybe that you can only be buttled
if you have... Tosa doesn't say that, though, right. Tosa doesn't say that. Tosa says it's about kavua or not kavua.
It would be a very logical distinction.
What? And between kavua, as a shirin kavua or not kavua, or as a separate distinction? Right, according to the first two approaches, it makes a lot of sense. You need some sort of conduit. But if it's not about a conduit, it's a general din that Avir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim extends the Mala Me'asara, then why should you need anything more? Why should you need a Gavra to extend the Avir? Avir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim by default extends the Mala Me'asara. It's only a Davar HaKavua that ruins it. Right, given those circumstances, it's not an intuitive distinction to throw, it's not an intuitive chiluk to throw in that you need a guf. That's only if you deny this Chiddush of Avir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you go back to the first two explanations. Okay, so that's the overview of Masa B'nei Kos, and then we'll pick up on Wednesday with Lovewood and Yish Karmelis, In Karmelis, Bekelim, and Shtei Kochos, Be'Vadam Echad.